the people who love you, the people who are your fans, are the people who make you famous and keep you famous. And do you owe them your life? No. But if you're at a convention and you're there for 3 hours or whatever to sign autographs, should they need to pay you for that? Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at IsoldeT on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. I am on a tear this morning. I posted on Facebook all about essentially fair ticket prices and how there are some artists who, when they reach a certain level, still charge huge prices. I don't even remember if I talked about this the other day or not with Sir Paul McCartney. Frankly, Sir Paul, I'm here to tell you, a lot of the fans who love your work can't come to see you. They just can't afford it. And you, I imagine, don't need the money. But at the very least, there could be some sort of lottery for students or for people who are otherwise not able to afford the exorbitant ticket prices. I feel the same way with a couple of actors on Broadway right now who are a married couple who, I don't know if they need the money. Maybe they do, but the prices are ridiculous. And there's no lottery for students. And I think that should be something Broadway does just categorically. There should be a lottery. There should be a same day set of tickets released. There should be student prices for every show. Why? Because these are the future of Broadway. People who are coming up who can't afford to pay all those prices are the people who are going to be the audiences in 10, 15, 20, 30 years. These are the people you want to hook now, quite frankly, so give them the opportunity to see the show. And the other side of that coin is paying artists fairly. And that's another aspect of all of this that kind of makes me go, I remember many years ago, I was one of the people playing at a Celtic festival. And we were all the musicians were told, and there were a lot of us, that everybody was volunteering their time. And they had a big name act as the headliner. And I don't remember who it was at this point, but they had a pretty good size name act. And we were all like, wow, that's amazing. They got them for free. Woohoo! Unbelievable. Well, it wasn't believable because it wasn't true, right? Everybody except pretty much the headliner was volunteering their time. And my problem with this is not that I volunteered my time. It's that I wasn't told that I was volunteering my time so they could afford to pay the main act, which is not cool, right? That part of it is just not cool. Don't do it, right? Be above board with the people you're asking to play for free. If they had said to me, hey, we got clanted, not that they did. I honestly don't remember who the headliner was. But if they said, we got clanted to do the headline on Saturday night and we need to pay them a lot of money for them to agree to be here, can you take either, you know, $50 or nothing so that we can make this festival a success? You know what? I would have agreed. I would have gone for the festival because you've been above board. I'll do the gig for free for the quote unquote exposure. But I was one of the people who there were other people who were put out, but I was really super put out because I wasn't given the choice, right? I think that artists often do stuff for free. They do it for exposure. They do it because they care about the person who's trying to get some project off the ground. I have done all sorts of stuff like that for free. I've lent my voice. I've lent my music. I've given permission for my music to be used in movies that were student films or that were nonprofit films or documentaries or things like that. For sure, I've done that. And yet, I sometimes can't help thinking that this kind of behavior sort of perpetuates the notion that, oh, artists are just doing it for the love of the game. They don't really need to get paid. So people don't want to pay artists, right? And yet, the main act at this Celtic festival. They wanted to be paid and they weren't going to show up without being paid. And I understand it was like 10 grand they paid them, which, you know, if they'd have taken some of that money and given it to the rest of the artists, and there were a fair number of artists who were there to play, I don't know, 20 bucks to pay for gas to get there, something. But it ended up being, it left a bad taste in my mouth. And once I found out, and I didn't find out the first year, I found out like the second year, I didn't go back. Now, I was small potatoes. It's not like they were like, oh, we're going to be missing Isolde. Oh no, let's pay everybody. That's not what happened, right? They didn't care that I didn't come back. But it's a matter of priorities, but it's also like a matter of doing what's right. And the right thing is, if you're going to ask people to volunteer, then have everybody volunteer. If you're going to ask them to volunteer so that you can pay the headliner, be honest about it, right? I would have understood. Maybe other artists wouldn't have, but I would have personally. I would have gone, okay, it sucks, quite frankly, because I'm working super hard to make this show as great as it can be. And no, I'm not famous like the people they got to headline, but I was working pretty darn hard to do the gig. And so, you know, artists deserve to be paid for their work. And the other, again, and I started this whole episode talking about ticket prices. On the other hand, if you're a super famous artist and you're not like struggling or whatever anymore, then maybe then's the time to give a little back. And make it so that your crew gets bigger bonuses. You might take scale for doing a show. I don't know. Do something where people who can't normally afford to come see you have the opportunity to come see you. And you know, it's interesting. As I was talking about this on Facebook this morning, somebody said, well, the reason this has happened is because once scalpers started doing their thing, then they would buy blocks of tickets for really cheap and then scalp them and resell them at exorbitant prices. And I understand that, and it's an excellent point. But at the same time, if you do a day of sale, for example, if you're an artist and you're doing a show or a play or something, and you do a day of sale where students can get in line early or teachers can get their drama club's tickets or something like that that costs very little, then you're going to get a lot of students, a lot of kids exposed to the arts who otherwise might not ever have a chance to, right? I mean, there are people who are living below the poverty line who are likely geniuses, and they don't ever get exposed to the arts in that way because it's just not in their budget, in their family's budget, to afford it. And wouldn't it be amazing if we had more opportunity for children, for students to have access to some of this incredible, I mean, here in New York City, incredible theater, but there are lots of cities that have theater and music available to the masses, but it's expensive. So only certain masses get to actually go, right? So there's a two-sided coin here. On the one hand, you have artists who might be charging for their appearances fees that are just exorbitant, right? Whether or not they're doing a show or whether or not they're doing an autograph session at a science fiction convention or something like that. So they might be charging for their autographs. That was the original post that I put up on Facebook. You can find it if you want to go to my page. And you know what? For me, charging for an autograph is just weird. I've been asked for my autograph a few times, and it's always a delight when someone does. I think that's great. And I understand that there might be there for 3 hours and it's arduous and you're signing your name and you're trying to be on when really what you'd rather do is go to the bar and have a margarita. I get it. But isn't part of a famous person's life the fact that they're going to interact with the people who are making them famous? And there's a psychology at work here that I think is really interesting, that at some point you get to be a big enough star that maybe you don't interact with your fans so much anymore. Or if you do, you want to get paid. Now, there are people out there who interact with their fans regardless, right? They're out there. James Marsden comes to mind. He played Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He famously never charged for autographs because he was like, my fans made me. I am nothing without them. So if I can take pictures with them or sign autographs for them, I will do it. And I don't know if he's changed his mind since then, but I love that notion. So that's one side of this. It's like, if you're super famous and you don't need the money and you have the opportunity to interact with the people who made you famous, doesn't it behoove you to actually do that and not charge people for it. And I mean, some of these prices are incredible. And by the way, I'm not talking about working actors. I'm talking about stars, right? Working actors who go from gig to gig to gig, that's a different story than if you're an incredible celebrity and you're going to Dragon Con or Comic Con or something like that. And in order for people to be able to spend even 5 seconds with you, they have to pay you $700 or whatever. I don't know what the prices are. By the way, I'm not, this isn't sour grapes. I promise you it's not sour grapes. This is more kind of my frustration around the fact that we don't have royalty, right? In the USA, what we have is celebrities, and these celebrities are given godlike reverence and referential and preferential treatment. And that's great. I'm not complaining. I'm not giving sour grapes, but I'm kind of going, well, if nobody paid attention to them, if nobody saw their movies, pretty quickly they would sort of fall into obscurity, right? That happens. The people who love you, the people who are your fans, are the people who make you famous and keep you famous. And do you owe them your life? No. But if you're at a convention and you're there for 3 hours or whatever to sign autographs, should they need to pay you for that? It feels weird to me, and I don't like it. And then on the other side of the coin, artists do deserve to get paid for their work. And so are you working? You know, there's something here that I'm still exploring, because are you working when you are at a convention and you are signing autographs? Yeah, you are. And it's not exposure anymore, because, and I said this in my Facebook post, it's not exposure anymore. It's something different, right? It is, you're not trying to get new fans. You're trying to honor and acknowledge the fans you already have who've stood by you. So it's a different thing when you're at a convention and you're signing autographs. You're not trying to get new people to like you. You're trying to interact, or you're supposed to be trying to interact and honor the people who already like you, who are responsible for getting you where you are. That's a different thing. If you're a working actor, I totally get that, you know, if you were known for one role and you now have a, you know, this is how you make your money, that's a different thing than if you're a megastar and you're charging $600 for someone to take a selfie with you. That just feels weird to me, and I don't care for it. So I find myself of two minds, if you can't tell. On the one hand, if you're super famous, I think you do owe something to the people who helped you get there. On the other hand, artists should be paid for their work. So how do we reconcile that? And maybe it's a degree thing. Maybe, you know, there are gradations at some point. Yeah, you no longer you no longer get to charge for your selfie or whatever. I don't know. This is something, if you have thoughts on this, I would love to hear from you about it, because this is something that's obviously taking up brain space. I thought it came to me in meditation this morning, and I was like, oh, I guess this is what I'm thinking about today. And some of this is my own stuff, I admit. Like, I'm socially awkward. I don't stand in autograph lines. It makes me feel very awkward to go talk to somebody who's only there because people want their autograph or people want their selfie with them. I would much rather not meet them than stand in an autograph line. That's just my own thing, right? That's me. I'm not denigrating anybody who wants to stand in an autograph line. You want to do it, go for it. But for me, I find it very awkward to know that the only reason we're interacting is because I'm standing in line to get your autograph, to talk with you for 10 seconds. I don't need to talk with you. I'm not in love with Harrison Ford. I'm in love with Han Solo and Indiana Jones, right? That's the that's the thing. Yes, my husband knows that, you know, both Indiana Jones and Han Solo are on my get out of jail free card. And again, not Harrison Ford, the characters. So I don't expect Harrison Ford to be Indiana Jones. And if I met him, I even said this in my Facebook post, if I met him at a party where we were on equal footing, I would, like, try not to drool on his shoes. That's important. And then I would hope we'd have a conversation about his love of flying and his conservation efforts and my love of motorcycles or whatever. You know, that would be the thing that would be interesting to me. I would want to know more about him as a person and ask him some questions about his conservation work, because obviously you know how much I love the earth. So that's the thing that I'm talking about. It just makes me cringe to think that, oh, I'd stand in line for 3 hours to get him to take a selfie with me and shake my hand and sign his name, scrawl his name on whatever it is I happen to bring. It's just not, again, it's not my thing. It makes me super uncomfortable. And so I wouldn't do it. And at the same time, you know, if someone like him, and he's famously private, right? But if someone like him was going to come out, we're going to come out to talk to people, he doesn't need the money, right? He's one of the highest earning actors in the history of ever. So if he doesn't need the money, maybe it's okay for him to just come out and just chat with people, right? Prince did that shortly before he died. He went to some little club in Atlanta and just played a show because he's Prince, because he can do that, right? And that is the magic. That is the magic. When you're super famous, when you're super amazing like that, when you're a celebrity like that, taking time out and just going, you know what, I'm just going to go to a little club, show up and go, hey, can I play a set? Holy moly, is that magic. That's the kind of thing I'd love to see more, especially from people who don't need the money, right? If you're a famous celebrity and you're managing your money at all well, you shouldn't need the $30 from someone who wants to have your autograph. And this is me being judgy, and I get it. And I guess that's, I guess you can, you know, just get, call me judgmental and we'll call it a day. But I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. What do you think as far as standing in line in autographs, for autographs, exorbitant ticket prices? This is an all over the place episode. I apologize. It's just what I'm thinking about, and I wanted to sort of reach out to you about it and see what you think versus artists getting paid who are not so famous, right? That they that working artists should be paid for their work. Okay. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this meandering episode. They've been pretty meandery recently, haven't they? Oh, it's how it is. All right, cool. I'm excited, and I hope that you enjoyed the episode. And it, as always, is brought to you by Brain FM. If you want to use the app, you can get a coupon for it, 20% off. If you go to brain.fm/innovativemindset and then use Innovative Mindset as the code, you can get 20% off. And because I'm an affiliate, I'll get a little kickback if you do. All right, kitten, I hope that you are having a great day. I will talk to you soon. See ya. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.